Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the night shift. We are officially kicking off our Senate Governance and Finance Committee as a subcommittee. We're going to ask that all members please report to room 12. All members of Senate Governance and Finance Committee, please report to room 112. We have Human Services directly after. Mr. Teamer is fired up and ready to go for Human Services. So what we're going to do is I'm going to turn the gavel over to Senator Morlock. I'm going to present our first bill as we are waiting for Mr. De Leon to be able to arrive. He should be here in about 2 hours. So I'm going to be presenting SB 152 first, and I'm going to turn it over to Senator Morlock.
Senator McGuire, it's great to have you here tonight. We're going to start with SB 152, and you have the floor.
Can I get your emeritus status around here?
No. We'd like to ask the members of the committee to just sit down and be quiet. We have a presenter here.
Good times. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair and Mr. Chair Emeritus. I'm very grateful to be able to present SB 152, which would allow voters within Sonoma County to decide whether they want to increase sales taxes to address local needs. I don't need to go into what happened in Sonoma County last year, as we all know, in regards to the county of Sonoma experiencing the worst wildland fires in modern American history. And it happened during the depths of the housing crisis. 5,300 homes were lost countywide. 6,000 throughout the region. Santa Rosa, an astounding 5% of their total housing stock was destroyed. Fragile watersheds were decimated. Infrastructure must be rebuilt, and the real fabric of community must be resown. And the fires have put tremendous strain on the county and the largest city between the Golden Gate and the Oregon border, the city of Santa Rosa. This bill would advance an increasing of the current sales tax cap, but it's the voters of Sonoma County who will be the ultimate deciders if they want to increase taxes on important issues such as making the local fire service more resilient or disaster recovery, housing, critical mental health services, among many important issues. This legislation has, the legislature has granted several similar exemptions to localities, and SB 152 is consistent with those prior exemptions, and it's going to give local residents an additional tool they may need to lift themselves up in this recovery. Would respectfully ask for an aye vote, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Senator McGuire. Do you have any witnesses in support?
We do, and she is amazing.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Chair and members. Karen Lang on behalf of the County of Sonoma. They do want to put this before the voters. They would have to ask the voters to increase the tax. As part of recovering, as the senator said, they did develop a comprehensive fire service deployment plan, but that takes money. So they want to take this to the voters and ask them to consider increasing the cap so that they can fund these services. So with that, we ask for your aye vote today. Thank you.
Are there any witnesses in support? Excuse me,
Ms. Good evening. Kira Ross on behalf of the City of Santa Rosa, Vice Mayor Chris Rogers, also in support of the bill.
Thank you. Are there any witnesses in opposition? Do any of my colleagues on the committee have questions for the author? Did I hear a motion?
Mr. Chair, would you like to establish a quorum?
I'd love to establish a quorum. Thank you for the recommendation.
There we go.
Usually presenters don't help
there
me
you
out.
Go. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I apologize. Hey, there we go.
Madam Clerk, would you go ahead and call the roll?
McGuire.
Here.
McGuire present.
Madam Secretary.
Wynn. Bell. Hernandez. Here. Hernandez present. Hertzberg. Here. Hertzberg present. Lara. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock present.
We have a quorum, and we have now a motion. Do we have closing remarks?
Would respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Madam Secretary, if you wouldn't mind calling the roll.
Squire?
Aye.
Squire, aye. Wynn? Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Lara? Morlock?
No.
Morlock, no.
So that is 4-1. We'll hold the item open.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to take care of the next presenter as well. This would really give me great pleasure to chair the meeting with Senator De Leon. Would that be possible, Mr. McGuire?
I do want to say thank you so much to Senator Morlock, and just tell him how much I appreciate him always being here and working so hard. So thank you so much, Senator Morlock, as well as the rest of the committee. Members, we'd like to be able to turn the floor over to our pro tem emeritus, Mr. De Leon, to be able to present SB 539 on Cal Grants. Senator De Leon, the floor is yours, sir.
Mr. Chair, thank you so very much for the opportunity. Now that I'm looking at the incredible prowess of Mr. Morlock, I regret not appointing you chair of government and finance. You know, so I should have done that. You have incredible prowess in terms of your skill set. You know? So, Mr. Chair and Mr. Vice Chair, colleagues, thank you for the opportunity to present Senate Bill 529. This measure seeks to improve the College Access Tax Credit Fund, which is law today, a program designed to help students after afford college education. The College Access Tax Credit was established back in 2014. This was a measure that I moved forward that has now become statutory. The program was created with the goal of helping low-income Californians, students pursuing higher education. Taxpayers' charitable donations are directed to the Cal Program. With this, students from our overlooked communities have the resources to have a higher education and the opportunities that it provides. 539 expands the credit to help assist more Californians and to help offer more help to those affected by the GOP tax plan. As we know, the Republican tax plan deliberately targeted Americans of blue states that didn't vote for Donald Trump, and it cost Californians billions of dollars because what happened with the SALT, as we know, we took the cap from what was no cap, and we took it to $10,000, the SALT, the state and local tax refund credit. So that deduction now is capped at $10,000. Senate Bill 539 would modify the current college tax credit by increasing the credit percentage from 50% to 75%. This would make a contribution total credit from $500 million to $1 billion. With that, Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Pro Tem. We now would like to be able to invite both of our presenters. We're going to ask that our presenters please keep within 2 minutes. Please, the floor is yours. And who would like to be able to kick us off?
Good evening, Chair and members. My name is Brandon Biggert. I'm with the California Student Aid Commission. We support this bill. I want to tell you why we support this bill. Specifically, it has to do with the CalGrant B Access Award, which is the only financial aid instrument that the state currently has to target non-tuition costs for our students in the state. As we know, college...
We have a motion on the floor. Sir, go ahead and wrap up.
As we know, college is becoming very unaffordable, and the primary drivers of that unaffordability is non-tuition costs. The Cal Grant covers tuition very well for most of our students. However, the Cal Grant B Access Award has not increased to keep pace with inflation. The College Access Tax Credit does provide additional dollars for the most needy students in the state, and for that reason, we support any effort that will get more money to those students.
Thank you so much, sir.
Chair, Senators, I'll be brief. I'm Jake Bremner. I'm with the Campaign for College Opportunity. We're in support of the bill. As Brandon was alluding to, the costs of higher education, particularly the non-tuition expenses, continue to rise. Rent's gone up by 44% since 2006. Cal Grant B Access Award has gone up by only 8%. When you look at it since the creation of the Cal Grant B Award, that's only a quarter of its original purchasing power. When you look at the growth of those non-tuition expenses, we're poised to be short by 1.7 million college graduates by 2030 to meet currently projected employer demands, which is why it's so critical we take this opportunity to invest in our state's human capital. Unfortunately, the 2018-19 budget did not include an increase for the Cal Grant B Access Award or an increase to the number of awards. This would be a good opportunity for us to do something for our students. And with that, we ask for your support. Thank you
so much, sir. Very grateful. Appreciate you being here tonight. We'd like to be able to see if there's anyone else in support of the bill. If you could please advance at this time. We're asking for anyone else in support of the bill to please advance. Seeing none, if we could please have those who are opposed to the bill to please come forward. Good evening. Welcome to committee. Good evening. The floor is yours.
Good evening. Jennifer Baker with the California Teachers Association in opposition to the measure. We do appreciate the work that the author has done to support students of need. We certainly don't have any issue of the ultimate result of funds, although under this legislation, general proceeds of taxes will be reduced. It will necessarily have the effect of lowering the Prop 98 minimum guarantee as well. So the fact that the general fund may be reimbursed for the resulting revenue loss does not protect the Prop 98 minimum guarantee and could result in reduced funding for K through 12 education. So ultimately, while the ultimate goals of this bill are meritorious, the resources that are being used are really being subsidized, can be subsidized by our schools and public education. So we therefore urge your no vote.
Thank you so much. We're grateful you're here tonight, and thank you for staying late with us. We'd like to be able to see if there's anyone else who would like to be able to speak in opposition to the bill. Looking for those who may be in opposition, if you could please come forward this time. Last call for opposition. We now would like to be able to bring it back to committee to be able to have a discussion or debate. Please, Senator Hertzberg.
Yeah, I want to move it, but I also want to thank the author because, you know, this is something we grappled with years ago when we did the Calbrands program. Deborah Ortiz was the lead author on it at the time, but it was part of leadership and the whole thing. We did it, and this is a great idea. And I want to move it and thank the author. It's probably your last appearance for this committee, I would venture to guess. So thank you very much, Mr. Pro Tem.
Thank you so much. We did have a motion by Senator Bell on the floor. In the motion, it's all good, but two is better than one. And the motion is return the bill to the Senate floor. Would like to be able to see if we have any additional discussion or debate from this committee. Do you want to, as former speaker just mentioned in regards to the pro tem, this is going to be the pro tem's last committee that he's going to be presenting here.
You've been on me, Mr. Chair. This is my last committee.
It is. Yeah. I think we need to give the man a round of applause and say thank you. We were able to take a moment to be able to thank Senator De Leon on the floor here on Wednesday and everything that he has done. That's our third motion of the day. There we go. But Senator De Leon, we're going to have you closer. And again, thank you for your incredible commitment to California. The floor is yours.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much. Ms. Vice Chair.
I have about 20 questions, and I'd like to ask.
That's great, Mr. Verlock.
Is that Dutch humor that comes out, you know?
Nice, exactly.
You know, Mr. Chair, I just actually noticed right here, this measure came off the assembly floor just this afternoon with no votes, not one single no vote on the assembly floor, bipartisan vote.
The guilt.
So, Mr. Chair, I just want to thank you very much. Madam Vice Chair? Madam Vice Chair, I want to thank you very much for the opportunity to present. It's an honor. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you so much, Mr. De Leon. This is a return. The motion is return the bill to the Senate floor. Ms. Lanchester, roll call vote, please.
McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Bell. Bell, aye. Hernandez. Hernandez, aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Lara.
Add on.
Aye. Lara, aye. Morlock.
Add on this one. That would be 6-0. That bill is out. We're closing the roll on file item number 2. Members, we'd like to be able to add our absent senators on to file item number 1, SB 152. The motion is return the bill to the Senate floor. The current vote count is 4-1. Chair voting aye. Ms. Lanchester, roll call, please.
Wynn?
No.
Wynn, no. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye.
5-2. That bill is out. 5-2. We're closing the roll. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like an additional committee to be able to view, we have Mr. Weiner, as well as Human Services coming up right now. Senate Governance and Finance is adjourned. We will have one additional Gov and Fi hearing tonight on one additional bill. So we'll be reconvening here in the next hour or two. For now, we are adjourned.